Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A lot of intriguing stuff there. I mean, somebody's going to take a flyer on him in the second round. And maybe late in the first, although I think I'd be surprised by that. So if it's the Grizzlies that take a flyer on him, that's fine with me. But that is what you're doing. You're just betting on this thing that has a lot of things you can't teach, as they say. You're betting on that becoming something special. Because it's not special right now. It wasn't even special enough to get on a borderline NCAA tournament team like Memphis and play consistent minutes. So he's not special now. But he's got a lot of stuff that suggests that maybe, if it all clicks, he could be.
Thanks, GP. Good luck with that first hole-in-one today.
You got it.
That's right. Gary Parrish. 4-6 every single day. Do you have a point guard, Jeffrey, who you like? Who you like the Grizzlies snapping up at 22?
Are we assuming Kennedy's gone by then?
You can hope. I'll let you wish for Kennedy Chandler.
If Kennedy's there, I'd be thrilled.
What do you think, Jay Davidson or Ty Washington?
I'm a big Ty guy, but I also kind of fell in love with that Kentucky team mid of the year because they just made me a ton of money. I really do like. I kind of like how he broke down Ty because I think Ty's a good player. I think the fact that he missed so much time, it's gonna kind of momentum's gonna get working against him. I do think that he's. If he's available there, I think I'd be pleased with that as well.
Today would be a good day to get to Slam Dunk Wings of Memphis. You can get your wings and watch the lottery and dream about Kennedy Chandler because the Grizzlies are not going to be picking in the lottery. God, the Kennedy Chandler thing is so perfect. It's just so perfect. Also perfect, those wings. I literally, long before I started talking about them, I started eating them. And they're absolutely fabulous, crispy yet tender on the inside. Let's be honest. Wings are like pizza. There's no such thing as a bad. Like, I'll eat any of them, right? I'll eat any of them.
Yeah, even like the frozen ones from the bag, they're still not terrible.
But some are better than others. Duh. Like, you know when you get a great wing. And these are great wings. It is Slam Dunk Wings of Memphis, 951 Getwell, right across from the Laurie Walton Center. Give them a call if you want to order in advance or order online. 347-2288 is the number, 347-2288. You can swing by for lunch today. Get some wings for lunch. 951 Getwell. It's right there. If you turn off a park onto Getwell, it is right on your right across from the Laurie Walton Center. Go on in. It's Coach Hurd's place. Tell him I sent you. Get the wet season. Get the honey hot. Thank us later. When we come back, Chris Harrington joins us. He's got his first... The first half of his Grizzlies roster breakdown is up at the Daily Memphian. We'll talk to him about that and more. And then Fish on Friday on Tuesday, we will talk to him as well. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
When it comes to your career, do you feel like it's time to get off the bench? Perfecto Staffing can get you a great job today. You're a great player searching for a great team. We'll match you and your skill to find the best job for you. Bring home $15 to $20 an hour. Jumpstart your career with Perfecto Staffing. Call 901-590-3245 or visit perfectostaffing.net right now.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Siddiqui and his staff at the Smile Center. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. The phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant cash offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate, answer a few questions about your car's history, and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baseball is back, and Odyssey's stepping up to the plate.
Game analysis, reactions, and recaps, Odyssey's got them all.
Tips to help you make better bets.
We've got them with the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team.
Got them. Plus daily coverage from Locked On MLB and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man, Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
I've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Rockies East Memphis wants you to come celebrate with them at 4694 Spotswood Avenue. Great food, great music, games, and more. Come on by with your friends and family for some entertainment and fun at a very reasonable price. Call 901-310-4436 for hours regarding happy hour and daily specials, too. Rockies East Memphis, where fun meets family and friends during the week and weekends, too. 4694 Spotswood Avenue. Call 901-310-4436.
There are few rites of spring more satisfying than the annual deep clean, but many homeowners fail to include their air conditioning system in this ritual. There are a lot of low-priced tune-up offers out there, but your air conditioning system is a big investment, so be sure you're trusting its maintenance to professionals, like Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Since 1970, we've been providing quality service at reasonable prices. Call us to schedule your precision air conditioning tune-up today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
CPR Cell Phone Repair is the leader in Memphis in the electronics repair industry. CPR offers same-day repair and refurbishing services for cell phones, laptops, gaming systems, digital music players, tablets, and any other personal electronic devices and solder board level repairs. We offer financing for any devices, $10 off for new customers on any repair. Warranty for all our repairs. Lifetime warranty for anything except physical or water damage. So bring us your electronics at our location at 5073 Park Avenue or visit us online at cellphonerepair.com/Memphis-TN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Now that the warmer weather has arrived,
let Choate's perform their $99 20-point AC tune-up
to get your AC ready for the hot summer months ahead. Also, Choate's is offering our half-off, one-pound Freon coupon on our website for you to use. Does your HVAC system need to be replaced? If so, right now is an excellent time to take advantage of Carrier's 60 months, no-interest financing on select systems. Want to improve your indoor air quality? Choate's is also offering our new Abco air purifier for $100 off when you get your air ducts cleaned. UV technology sterilizes biological contaminants and neutralizes odors and toxic VOCs. Match that technology with getting your air ducts cleaned, and you'll have the indoor air quality your family needs. Better call 347-8086 today. These specials won't last long. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 MPG Highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483548, MSRP 21435, Soul, N7833273, MSRP 21140, Sorento, NG116657, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 53122, dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You from the town that I love best. Talk Memphis, I wish you would. Talk Memphis, you sound so good. Talk Memphis, high on the bluff. I swear I can't get enough listening to you talk that stuff. Talk Memphis, oh yeah. Some barbecue. We'll talk about the Tigers too.
time. Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show. Presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
He's on the Service Master by Cornerstone Hotline. It is Chris Harrington. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Talk Memphis by late Memphis songwriter Jesse Winchester, born on this day in 1944.
When was this? Like, what was he singing about?
What was he singing about?
Well, I mean, it literally sounds like it should be the intro song to my talk show or something like that.
Yeah, it used to be a bumper song.
It what?
It used to be a bumper song.
For where? For who?
Yeah.
This show.
This song is from the early 80s. He's probably best known, really, for stuff from the 70s. His first album in the early 70s was sort of a cult hit, singer-songwriter record. He's a Memphis native, was a Memphis native.
Yeah. He has a... I saw him perform at one point, and what the heck's the name of the song I saw? I loved it. I'll come up with it. Anyway, so you've got your piece up at the Daily Memphian where you have a two-parter on how you rank the roster, really in terms of value, given everything, given talent, given contracts, given projections, et cetera. I want to get to that in a moment. The song that I like is That's What Makes You Strong. That's it. That's What Makes You Strong. Beautiful song by Jesse Winchester. Anyway, before that, though, are you going to watch the lottery tonight? Do you have any interest in the lottery tonight now that the Grizzlies, I guess, are technically involved, but nobody expects them to end up with anything? Really, they're hoping the Lakers don't end up in the lottery, which will not happen because three teams would have to jump them. Will you watch? Do you care about the lottery?
I mean, I always care about it. It's not contingent on the Grizzlies being there. I'm an NBA fan, but I won't like plan my night around making sure I'm in front of the television at 6:35 or whatever. So we'll see. But if I'm around and not otherwise occupied, yeah, I'll be watching.
Well, and what matters in the end is the fun part is I will certainly care deeply about the way it unfolds. And I guess in the end, I'm just hoping that, you know, I'd rather a team in the East come up with the number one pick, then Houston come up with the number one pick. So that I think that's my chief rooting interest tonight as I watch it unfold. Will you be rooting for Miami or Boston?
I don't know. I may be in the Jeff Calkins zone of I'll find out when I'm watching the game.
Right.
I think if this group of players was not wearing Boston Celtics uniforms, I'm pretty sure I'd be rooting for Boston. I like the players. I like Jason Tatum. I like Jaylen Brown. Al Horford, one of my favorites. But, like, it's hard to root for good things to happen to the Celtics. Like, I got there when Kevin Garnett played for them. That was easy. But generally speaking, like, the Celtics have won enough. But you know what? So have the Miami Heat.
Well, that's the thing. To me, the only troublesome thing I have about rooting for the Celtics is the Celtics have had disappointments lately. You know, so... To me, it's the Boston thing. Like, I literally saw a column in The Athletic saying Celtics continue Boston's century of dominance. And so if you're wrapping the Patriots and the Bruins and the Red Sox in there, well, that makes me want to throw up. So I don't have a problem anymore rooting for the Celtics. They no longer are a like, whatever you think of them, they're not the Lakers. They don't have that sense of entitlement. They can't just get whoever they want to come to Boston. Don't you think that's true?
I do. And I think ultimately the most interesting finals, like, I'm not crazy about any of these four teams, really, but I think the most interesting finals would probably be Boston-Dallas, and you would have the two best, with apologies to John Morant, I think, as of right now, the two best under 25 players in the league. And Luka Doncic and Jason Tatum going head-to-head in NBA Finals. So I think I'm probably rooting for that outcome.
In terms of the players who are still playing, if you were putting together a team to win this year, not the exercise that you did over at the Daily Memphian with the long-term and all of that, what's the order? What's the top five? Teams still alive, players right now who you could have to win a championship this year. And where's Jimmy Butler fall? Go ahead. Yeah.
Luka's number one.
Yeah.
It feels weird maybe to put Jason Tatum above Steph Curry, but Jason Tatum's just been doing it in these playoffs. Right. He just did it against Milwaukee. I'm putting Tatum 2. I'm putting Butler 3. I'm putting Curry 4. And then I don't know who the best would be. I have to think about it. Bam Adebayo, maybe.
All right. And does it – one of the things I talked about earlier in the show was, you know, we think about the Grizzlies in this championship window, and I think we all agree. Heck, Jack, you know, Zach Kleiman talked about the window. But it is interesting. If you look at betting odds for next year, and more things go into betting odds than probability of winning. It's also a betting market where they're trying to get bets and this and that. But right now, at least according to one book, the Grizzlies are the 10th favorite to win the title next year. And it's a little bracing to me to think, all right, they're in the championship window. We think of them as championship contenders, but they are 9 teams that are shorter odds of winning the championship. Maybe not appropriately. Those 9 teams, though, are Brooklyn, the Clippers, Golden State, the Celtics, Phoenix, Miami, the Bucks, the Mavs, and the Sixers. Will all be greater favorites to win the title. This dependent, obviously, on what happens this summer, of course. But right now, does that feel about right? Like, it is interesting. They're in the window, but it's not a big window in terms of how easy it is to pass through.
Oh, I think that's totally defensible. But we don't know what teams are going to look like in the fall.
Right.
There's no point in that other than to generate gambling activity.
Right.
Like, how are you projecting teams when you don't know what the teams are?
Right. Well, and it is interesting. Like, there's such big questions with Brooklyn. Is KD still going to be KD forever? How long? You know, he actually was, you know, showed some signs of not being KD-ish in the postseason. Ben Simmons going to play?
Phoenix right now.
Right. Is Phoenix going to – do you think Phoenix – what do you think happens with DeAndre Ayton?
Right. So I don't know. I mean, they have not signed him. And you look at their owner and look at the way their season just ended. And I'll make my predictions when I know what the rosters are for next season.
Chris Paul has been taking a beating over the past 2 days, mostly generally from everybody. Like, it's been pointed out that, you know, yet another one of his teams was up 2-0 for the fifth time and lost a series. One of those times was to the Memphis Grizzlies back when he was with the Clippers. And then Patrick Beverley just unloaded on him in a way that seemed so over the top that it felt more personal than legit in some ways. Certainly a legit representation of how Patrick Beverley feels about Chris Paul. But Chris Paul is under contract for 3 more years there. What do you make of Chris Paul as your lead point guard if you're the Suns?
Well, I think, A, it's hard for, and this, you know, relates to the Memphis Grizzlies, it's hard to win a title with a point guard as your best player. It hasn't happened much in NBA history. And so I think you can put the underperformance of Chris Paul-led teams in sort of that framework a little bit. I think he got injured. I mean, Mark Spear sort of reported it, that he had some kind of quad injury. And when you line up how his play fell off midway through the series, like, that makes all the sense. And to me, that's not an excuse. Like, that's probably a thing that really happened. And that was the number one reason to have doubts about Phoenix, is that Chris Paul has a pattern of wearing down or getting injured in the playoffs. Like, this is not a first. And so that's the concern. And I don't see how that becomes less of a concern as he gets even older.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the main thing. Can his play hold up for another couple of years, but can his body hold up for another couple of years?
I was thinking about the best player point guard, Steph, Isaiah Thomas. Do you count Magic Johnson? He's a monster, you know, but he has a point guard.
Yeah, that's a different. He's in a different category. He's in a LeBron James 6'9" ball handler category. Those aren't normal.
Right. That's not the same. All right, onward to the piece that you have written. It is a two-parter where you go through and people can read it at the Daily Memphian, and you rank the players based on, if there were an expansion draft, where would they be plucked? What's their value in the league? And I won't go through all of them, but this is the bottom half of the roster. Jarrett Culver will not be here. Yves Pons and Tyrell Terry are next. Do you have any expectation that either of them will be here?
No. I mean, I wouldn't rule out one of them being here. I think it's very unlikely both are back, and I think it's probable that they're both gone. Neither of them, certainly they're not going to graduate to the main roster the way Killian Tilly and John Conchar did. It wouldn't surprise me if the Grizzlies just hit reset on both of those two-way spots, but we'll see.
All right, so then we get to Killian Tilly. He's got one. This will be the last year in his deal. With Tilly, it's health, you think, largely?
Is he what?
With health, with Tilly, it comes down to health?
Yeah, he just can't stay healthy. He couldn't stay healthy during college. He hasn't been able to stay healthy with the Grizzlies. I think when he's been healthy, he looks like he's like a lower-end but real NBA player. But how much is a lower-end but real NBA player worth if I can't even play half the time? And so, you know, he's under contract, and so I think, you know, barring some reason that would take him off the roster, he'll be on the roster, but I think there's a good chance there's a reason that takes him off. Either he's thrown into a trade, or they look up, as they do pretty much every summer, and they've made a couple of deals, and suddenly they got 17 guys on a 15-man roster. And so I think he's definitely sort of on the borderline territory, even with a guaranteed contract.
It's kind of nice that he's 14 on your team. That's not a bad team. And that John Conchar is 13 is not a bad team at all. I think the way you sort of concluded with John Conchar is we've now seen that he's been ineffective in the playoffs, but he is very useful getting through a regular season. So you're happy to have him on the roster, plug him in as needed, but that seems to be the limit of John Conchar, you think?
Until he proves otherwise, yeah. Which, you know, I mean, that's not unusual for a guy that deep on a roster. But he has shown that he can play minutes throughout the regular season and help you. And so he is on a contract commensurate with that kind of production.
Xavier Tillman is next. It is interesting. I felt better about Xavier Tillman after year one than I did after year two, just as I did about Brandon Clark after year one than year two. Now, his year one was more promising than Xavier Tillman's year one, so that's not quite fair. But Brandon Clark had a bounce back third year. What can you imagine as Xavier Tillman's role next year?
I think part of the problem with Tillman is that he is a little bit of versatility, but he's not Kyle Anderson. He's like a big. And so is Brandon Clark, and so is Steven Adams. And while Jaren has the versatility, I mean, he's like 6'11". And so I don't – even if the Grizzlies continue to play four bigs and a 10-man rotation and Kyle Anderson is gone – I have a hard time seeing Tillman as a part of a rotation that also includes Clark, Adams, and Jackson. To me, it's a little bit too interior oriented. I think you want the fourth guy to have more of a perimeter game, like Kyle Anderson does as a ball handler. Maybe this other guy would as a shooter. I think, or as a more of a face up player. And so I still don't see him. It's hard for me to see him having much of a role if Jackson, Adams, and Clark are all back and healthy.
It's a little disappointing to see a first-round draft pick from last year, Santi Aldama, at 11.
I don't know. I mean, I think I probably have him too high, you could argue. I mean, right. I mean, he was the 30th pick in the draft, and I mean, where would Wade Baldwin have been after 1 year, right? not on the team is the right answer. Where would Tony Roten have been after 1 year? I think we've got a little spoiled by this idea of, like, all the draft picks
right,
are good.
Hitting, right,
yeah. Late first-round picks are not good.
Yeah,
as rookies.
Do you have hope for him still?
I do. I think the shot's got to start falling. He's the kind of player who I think needs to be a three-point shooter, and he is. It looks okay, but they don't go in the net. But I think he's so young and so long, and it's sort of fluid. He moves very fluidly. He seems like he can rebound. He has a nose for the ball. I think there's some stuff there. I think the summer league will be important for him. He looks like he's going to take a step forward.
We talked about Kyle Anderson, who you have at 10 yesterday, really. We don't expect him to be back, even though valuable player once you have him. But I wanted to jump ahead then, and again, people can read this themselves over the Daily Memphian, to D'Anthony Melton. He also is on an expiring, right? Is he on an expiring, or is 1 year after this? Does he have 1 year after this?
I think he will be next season.
That's
on
right.
Expiring.
That's right. So, what do you make of D'Anthony Melton?
I think he's a good but erratic backup scoring guard. And I think I mean, the hope and the contract he's on is fine for what he is. I think the hope when you sign the contract is that it would end up being a pretty big bargain because his game would grow. And either his game would grow in the sense of being more of a starting caliber scoring guard, or his game would grow in the sense of being more of a combo who could soak up minutes, you know, at both backcourt spots and play a much bigger, more of a traditional six-man kind of role. And neither of those things has really happened. And, I mean, you know, Desmond Bane now has scoring guard on lock. Zaire Williams is now pushing him for minutes on the wing. I think it would be tremendously helpful to both D'Anthony Melton and the Grizzlies if he could play backup point guard minutes. But he hasn't really been able to do that. Like, he can play him and Bane together and call Bane the point guard, I guess. But it seems like he's sort of hitting his head against the ceiling here in Memphis a little bit. And that ceiling is still a good player on a reasonable contract, but it seems like it's hard to see the upside from there at this point.
You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. He will have the idea the top half of the roster tomorrow.
That's the plan, yeah.
That is the plan. That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
That is Chris. I'm going to come back with Fisher on Friday. On Tuesday next, Grizzlies not in the playoffs, but the playoffs still heating up. You got the conference finals beginning tonight, Miami and Boston. And over on FanDuel Sportsbook, every single week of the playoffs, you can get a no-sweat same-game parlay, which means up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. If you win your same-game parlay, get your money fast. It's secure. They are the official a partner of the NBA, FanDuel Sportsbook is. If you do not win, up to $20 every single week in free bets. All you got to do is download the app, use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 a week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Fishman's going to join us from Washington, D.C. There's something in this country that men are doing, Jeffrey, that is absolutely booming in the wake of the news last week. We will talk about that and more with Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gary Parish tells stories, lots of stories. We all know this, but especially weekdays at 4:44. It's four stories at 4:44.
Really brings people together.
Weekdays with Gary Parish at 4:44 p.m.
So many possibilities. My mind is racing.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Victory Lane Barbecue is looking for motivated, vibrant, positive people for their kitchen, food truck, delivery, and restaurant teams. Want to be a pit master? Reach out today. Victory Lane Barbecue since 2010. Apply today. Email employment@victorylanebbq.com.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
Jeff's guests appear on the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN. And I'm
gonna be high.
Jeffrey went all the way to France for good food. You don't have to. You can go to Broad Avenue and get the short rib beignets. They sound French, don't they, Jeffrey?
Oui.
Right. Get the fried oysters. I can tell you, you could go to Paris and back. You would not have a better fried oyster than you would get at Bounty on Broad. You can go to New Orleans. You would not have a better fried oyster than you would get at Bounty on Broad. A French, what are charcuterie? That sounds French. Is that French, Jeffrey? They've got a charcuterie and cheese board. That sounds delicious. Chicken Ballantine. That's a half chicken stuffed with pork sausage. Absolutely delicious. The soft-shell crab Maltese. Maltese sounds French. Crab stuffed with crab. Can't have more French than that. I don't know. Can't have more delicious than that. It is Bounty on Broad. Get yourself to Bounty on Broad. Cheaper than going to France, and you won't lose your luggage on the way. Located, of course, 2519 Broad Avenue, 410-8131. Joined now by Charles Fishman. He is our man in Washington, D.C., author of 3 New York Times bestsellers. Most recently, One Giant Leap, which is about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also, 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He joins me now. And I don't want to say that he is joining feeling vindicated and triumphant, because it's not done one way or the other yet. But he was widely mocked a month ago when he said that Elon Musk would never end up owning Twitter. Widely mocked. And it's starting to look a little more like you might be right, Fishman.
As galling as that must be.
As galling as that must be to people.
I want to pause a minute. You now are so worried that I'm going to hijack the show that you introduce the first topic without any maneuvering room. I want to say 2 things. First of all, I'm over COVID, if not quite recovered. I think we ought to update people on my health status. So I'm walking around, did my bike ride yesterday, first time in 2 weeks. I still have an overhang cough and sore throat, but I'm up and at 'em again, and I'm not infectious. I've tested negative. So that's good news. And the other thing is, God bless it, I listen to this show every morning. I came all the way to Memphis and you didn't give me any wings. You didn't take me to wings.
I didn't get you wings. That's all to bring you back. But I listen to Fresh Air regularly, and that's a great interview show on NPR, right? And she, like, the good interviewers don't start by saying, "Hey, how are you?" and let people just take the show wherever they want it. If I wanted an update on your health, I would have asked for one. And what they do is they say, "Welcome to the show," and they go right in.
They go right to a question.
You don't waste time on pleasantries. How are you? I'm fine.
Take
great.
Substance.
Yeah.
Right.
So now, Twitter. Well, what the hell's happening with Twitter? I'm moving on.
You and I have a different attitude about your audience.
That's my show.
When I'm on, it's my audience. So this is ridiculous. This is exactly what people predicted. So let's take a step back and talk about some numbers before we talk about Elon Musk's little baby tamper tantrum.
By the way, some various people say that you intend. I've gotten an email. People are such avid listeners. They say you intentionally mispronounce Elon's name. I think most people say it's Elon. You pronounce it as Elon because you have some underlying hatred of Elon Musk, which is the most absurd thing in the world. Don't you actually admire Elon Musk?
I admire Elon Musk a lot because in both cars, in electric vehicles and in space travel, and almost in particular in the space travel, he has done things which people said A, couldn't be done, and which other people haven't done. And so I think it's possible to admire him and also acknowledge that there are some elements of his character and behavior that are immature. When he was fixing Tesla in the last 3 years, he talked often at almost every earnings call about how hard it was to build a factory. He said over and over, building the factory is harder than building the car. Well, guess what? manufacturing is hard. I've been in dozens of different kinds of factories. A car factory, not a Tesla factory, but a Toyota factory, a Ford factory, is one of the most astonishing places in the world to behold. There is so much going on, so much complexity. Ford and Toyota produce a new car every 28 seconds. You cannot believe the layers of complexity necessary to put your car together. Well, guess what? People did that before Elon Musk. You know how hard it is to make a computer chip? I've spent days in an IBM computer chip factory. It's really hard. You cannot screw it up at all. The fact that it's hard and that Elon Musk discovered that doesn't mean that everybody else in the world is stupid. It just means he hadn't stumbled into that world of complexity yet. And he has lots of insight and lots of ability to help things. Guess what? It turns out it looks like running Twitter is easy, but it's hard. So when Elon Musk on April 14th offered to buy Twitter at $54.20 a share, what did he say? Best and final offer. First of all, the stock market looked a lot different 5 weeks ago. Tesla shares were trading at 1,100 or so around that time. Twitter shares were down at 38. So he popped Twitter shares right up. Some people said 54.20 wasn't enough, too cheap. And the Twitter board said, we're not going to do it. And then, you know, a week of negotiations, tech stocks started to drop, nothing to do with Elon Musk, but all kinds of complicated reasons why the stock market's going down, mostly having to do with rising interest rates. And suddenly, Tesla stock is at 740, 750. It's down $400 a share. Well, guess what? The loans that Elon Musk arranged in order to purchase Tesla, he's the richest person in the world, but he doesn't have cash. He has stock. So he's going to take out loans and pay them back and guarantee them with his Tesla stock. The loans say if the price of Tesla stock drops 40%, you have to repay the loan immediately. Well, of course, once it's dropped 40%, you actually have less ability to repay the loan, but the bank isn't going to wait. And guess what's dropped almost 40%? The price of the stock, and he hasn't even done the deal yet. So the whole thing looks a lot less doable, a lot less affordable than it did a month ago. So on Friday, Elon Musk tweets out that he thinks a lot of Twitter's accounts are fake, that they're bots and spam, much more than 5%, which is the number that Twitter puts out publicly in its SEC filings, which are supposed to be accurate information. You're not allowed to lie to the SEC. And there ensues some back and forth. He says he's putting the deal on hold until he can verify that only 5% of the accounts are fake, because if a lot of the accounts are fake, what are the economics of the company? Let's just pause right there. Elon Musk has been tweeting about fake accounts and bot accounts at Twitter for months. He said one of the reasons he should either be on the board or own the company is that he knows how to get rid of the bots. He can do it. Now it turns out he doesn't really even know how many there are. He was, quote unquote, relying on the SEC filing to be accurate. Yesterday, the CEO of Twitter, Parag Agrawal, tweeted a thread. He wrote a little essay in thread form, which is something I love to do, in which he explained how Twitter goes about finding bots, and that there is a whole team of people who do nothing but this. Here's an astonishing number. They suspend 500,000 accounts a day, 3.5 million a week, for being bots. Well, that tells you that there's a problem. They can find and freeze 500,000 bot accounts a day. but it turns out to be harder than it looks. So this morning at 3 in the morning, 3:40, Musk says this deal is not going forward unless they can prove their 5% number. And yesterday, in response to Parag Agrawal's essay, here's what Elon Musk responded to the essay. He tweeted back at the CEO of the company he wants to buy one character, a poop emoji, the emoji that is a little pile of poop. Right. That was his response.
Yeah.
To me, that's all you need to know about his level of thoughtfulness and maturity. Poop emoji. That's my negotiating strategy.
So you do not, by the way, let me ask you this question. Is Tesla stock down? Probably it's down because everything's down. Is it down more than the market generally? And is it down, do you think, in part because people don't like his weird flirtation or whatever this thing is with Twitter?
Yes. Twitter shareholders are worried that he's going to pay too much attention to Twitter. Tesla shareholders are worried. If they didn't both begin with T, it would be helpful.
Right.
Tesla shareholders are worried he's going to pay too much attention to Twitter, and also his sale of Tesla stock doesn't evince confidence in people. Now it's pretty clear to me the deal's not going to go through. You know what? Right now, there were people who said 5420 wasn't enough for Twitter a month ago. Now, given the way tech stocks have come down, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, in the last month, it's probably the case that Twitter isn't worth 5420. That if you were going to buy it, you would want to, you know, go in the conference room, close the door, and renegotiate the deal at a lower price. And people thought that's what Musk was doing on Friday, you know, like, let me gig him and see if I can get a better price. But now the general Twitter stock is trading at 38. The offer on the table is 54. It is actually below the price it was.
So if people thought he was going to be able to get it for 54, it wouldn't be available right now at 38. It shows a total lack of confidence.
If people thought he was going to buy it at anything near, like a haircut on 54 of 20% is 46.
Right.
It's trading below where it was when he first made the offer. So the market, the stock market, the analysts, the investors, almost no one thinks the deal's going to happen.
Right.
What the question now is, there's $1 billion breakup fee.
Right.
If either side pulls out, they owe the other side $1 billion. You know what? $1 billion is a lot of money even for a guy like Elon Musk. So the theory is that now he's going to accuse Twitter of lying in their fundamental financials and misleading him, and he's going
to
try and wiggle free from $1 billion.
Walmart had their earnings call today, and this also it gets us into the topic that I think is hitting a lot of people, which is inflation. What did we hear from Walmart, and how does it have to do with inflation?
Walmart and Home Depot both reported earnings today, and we also had retail sales released today. Big day. Retail sales up the fourth month in a row. Here's the good news from both these places. Walmart sales up again, even over the year-ago quarter, which was boosted by the stimulus. Home Depot had a kind of runaway quarter, just crazy increase in sales. And the word, what I like to listen to these calls for is what the business people say about, quote unquote, the American consumer, who their shoppers are, how they're shopping. Walmart, the news was a little more reserved than it had been. They said that they didn't get any new shoppers at Walmart. The number of people going to the store each day, each week was the same, but the average basket going out the door was 3% higher, which they attributed mostly to inflation. And they said they anticipate inflation now lasting through the end of the year. Just 3 months ago, they said they thought inflation would taper off in the second half of the year. Walmart said specifically that food inflation would last through the end of the year. That's a little discouraging. And they said, again, different than what they said 3 months ago, the CEO of Walmart said, we are seeing some customers trade down, especially in deli products and bacon. People are looking for the store brand rather than the name brand. Well, that's interesting. And they said they hadn't seen that 3 months ago. So that's a sign that people are feeling the pinch. Over at Home Depot, by the way, both Home Depot and Walmart specifically said the spring was cold. Warm weather came late, and that hurt our sales. At Home Depot, it hurt sales of gardening stuff. At Walmart, it hurt sales of all kinds of outdoor recreational stuff, plus their, you know, lawnmowers, gardening stuff. Home Depot, though, said home renovations are going gangbusters. They said 100% of their professional customers are working on homes owned by individuals, and 95% of their do-it-yourselfers are homeowners. And they said the expectation is from both those groups, they polled them, that their renovation projects will go forward through the end of the year. So the interesting thing in both those calls and from that retail sales data rising 4 months in a row, people keep worrying about a recession. A recession is characterized by people reducing their spending and by people unable to get a job. Right now, there are two jobs available for every one person who's looking for a job. Imagine if we could fill even half the jobs available in the economy right now, the American economy would surge. And despite the fact that it costs you $70 to fill up the gas tank of your minivan or your sedan. Somebody on CNBC said they spent $100 this morning. They live in California. It's not slowing Americans down from their spending in general. And so personally, I'm not an economist. I don't work for the Federal Reserve. There's no real signs of recession. Inflation is painful, but they were asked this specifically at the Walmart call and the Home Depot call. And what the Home Depot guy said is our polling data from both our professionals and our do-it-yourselfers is more positive than it has ever been in history. Those people expect their projects to go forward. And so I think if we could get the inflation to calm down, if you could somehow bring the price of oil down, that would calm everything else down.
There's only 3 minutes or 2 minutes left probably now. In the wake of the draft opinion that came out overturning Roe versus Wade, there is a boom, evidently. A quiet boom in America. What is this boom in America?
I don't even think it's that quiet. In the 6 days after the draft opinion that would overturn Roe was released, searches for vasectomy spiked 99% on Google. Was it men? Was it women? We don't know. How to get a vasectomy. Searches
Interesting. Who is doing the search? Is it men
who is
or
doing
women?
The searches?
Yeah.
But here's a little hint. Is a vasectomy reversible? That search specifically surged 3.5 times, 250%. And the answer is yes, but it doesn't always work. It is reversible, but it doesn't always work. And searches for how much does a vasectomy cost?
Uh-huh.
that's kind of the money question, right?
Right.
Surged also 250%, 3.5 times. So that's good news. Here I found some interesting data. This is amazing. Right now, there are 100 million men in America, 18 and over, 100 million.
Yeah.
Let's do believe it or not. How many do you think have had a vasectomy of 100 million?
100 million. Jeffrey, how many of the 100 million? 10 million. 10 million have had a vasectomy.
Oh, I was thinking like
million.
What?
50?
That's what the data says. 50 million.
Half?
Estimate is half of American men have had a vasectomy. I find that astonishing. I almost
don't believe it. That's.
Yeah, I'll have to do some more research.
I'm going to have to say classic show your work there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's show your work, yeah. 500,000 vasectomies a year right now. But it's good. There's no good news from my perspective in that abortion decision. Except If it
makes people more responsible about about their reproductive
responsibility for birth control back onto American men who historically haven't really taken that responsibility as seriously as we should.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciating. Follow him on Twitter @CFishman. He was right about Elon Musk before.
Right than right.
Yeah, he's righter than right. Exactly right. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on the show?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join them at 11:25. Reed Fowler will join us on Gian Otto and Jeffrey at 2:40 to preview the PGA Championship, maybe talk a little NFL as well. Bobby Marks joins GP at 4:20, Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for now. Work is done.
This is Jeffrey Wright, and I want to ask you a personal question. Have you been treating your butt well lately? Has it been going to places? No? Then you've got to try SeatGeek. Whether you're trying the website or the app, SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy tickets. And the best part about SeatGeek is they have something for everyone. Whether it's concerts, baseball, basketball, football, festivals, anything else, SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. So maybe you want to go see the Grizzlies right before the playoffs. Maybe you want to see the Grizzlies in the playoffs. Maybe you want to go see the Bob Dylan show. It doesn't matter what it is. Just make sure you use SeatGeek to get your tickets. SeatGeek is so beloved by butts everywhere, they've made it the highest rated ticketing app. And the best part? You can get $20 off your very first purchase with promo code WMFS, WMFS at SeatGeek.com or on the SeatGeek app. That's promo code WMFS for $20 off your first SeatGeek order. SeatGeek. Get in your seat. Download the app today.
People of Tennessee, Caesars Sportsbook is giving out first bet insurance for all new users, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet. Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Mike Shinoda.
Mental health isn't just like... it's not a state of being. It's like, it's almost like, think about it like fitness, or think about it like something where you've got a scale of like, how are you doing right now? And so there's an awareness. Mental health is all about being aware of, how am I doing today? Like, if you say on a scale of 1 to 10, how healthy are you? And that's your state of mind.
More at imlistening.org. Talk saves lives.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Your apron's crisp. Barbecue utensils polished, chicken properly spiced. It's grilling season. So pick up the smoky wood-fired flavor barbecue lovers crave. Kingsford Original Charcoal. Kingsford Original Charcoal is ready in 15 minutes and provides consistent burn time for a great cook every time. So whether you're smoking meat, grilling vegetables, or firing up the portable, you want Kingsford Original Charcoal.
kingsford.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide much-needed life-saving equipment to first responders all across the country. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub, piled high with sliced grilled Cajun seasoned.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.